diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalkomän Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM 4.
Exactly 8 o'clock. In the headlines, Poland's presidential runoff delivers a narrow conservative victory. And Russia and Ukraine hold fresh peace talks amid deadly violence. Here's John Cummins with the FM 4 News.
Thanks, Stuart. The Eurosceptic Conservative candidate Karol Nawrocki has been declared the winner of Poland's presidential election following a closely fought runoff. Final results show Nawrocki winning 50.9% of the vote compared to 49.1% for the Liberal Mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski. 42-year-old Nawrocki, a conservative historian, campaigned on upholding traditional values. The BBC's Adam Easton says the result poses a major challenge to Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-EU centrist government.
The Polish president can veto legislation, mainly obviously put forward by the government. And over his 18 months in office, Prime Minister Donald Tusk has suffered from the incumbent president, a conservative, Andrzej Duda, who has used that veto to block him delivering many of his key campaign promises.
A Russian delegation has arrived in the Turkish city of Istanbul for a second round of peace talks with Ukraine. The first round saw agreement on the largest prisoner exchange in the three-year conflict. The two sides are expected to present their ceasefire demands at the talks, but analysts say they remain far apart. Fighting, meanwhile, is continuing to rage across Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say five people have been killed in Russian shelling and air attacks in the city of Zaporizhia. Fires and damage are also being reported in Russia's Kursk and Voronezh regions following overnight Ukrainian drone attacks. Six people have reportedly been injured in the U.S. state of Colorado in an attack on a rally in the city of Boulder in support of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. A 45-year-old man is alleged to have used a makeshift flamethrower and thrown incendiary devices at the rally organized by a Jewish group. Law enforcement officials say they've opened a terror investigation but believe the suspect acted alone. NPR's Emma van der Nijte reports.
Local FBI officials identified the male suspect as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon. He yelled, "Free Palestine," during a march in support of releasing Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Officials say the victims range from 67 to 88 years old. Two were airlifted to a burn unit in Denver.
And thousands of people took to the streets across Serbia yesterday evening, demanding that the government step down and call fresh elections. Rallies were held in the capital, Belgrade, and more than 20 other cities. Protests against the Serbian government and corruption erupted 7 months ago following the deadly collapse of a train station roof in Novi Sad. To the weather now, and changeable conditions have been forecast today from Vorarlberg through to the Waldviertel, with thundery showers expected. Sunshine will dominate this morning in the east and south, with thunderstorms in the afternoon. Top temperatures will range from 21 to 31 degrees.
Well, no Monday morning blues for us.
No, just our red faces for enjoying the sun a bit too much this weekend.
Yeah, but the sun will be back.
It's your morning show at Radio FM 4.
With Stuart and Lena.
Just listen to it.
You keep my hands on myself.
diamonds. I like stunning. I like shining. I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas. The ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong. I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body. Spicy mommy, hot tamale. Hotter than a Somali. Fur, go, Rari. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Hip dip on top of the roof. Flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond District in the chain.
Chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido amar, dile Charitín. Que per pico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Woo! Drop the top and blow the brand. Woo! Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Yeah. I need the dollars to jump, beat it up like pinata. Turn the drops, close the curtains. Bad bitch, make you nervous.
Como Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar.
Azúcar.
Tú que va medio. Y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca. Y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tenis Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa, 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza.
Goza, goza,
es la cosa, mami, es la cosa.
Goza,
el que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
Goza, goza, goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond District in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Yeah. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, that's Cardi B, and I like it like that. Now, the festival season officially started over the weekend and brought back our beloved FM Fear Festival radio show. Now, that means a lot of sun, good vibes, and live songs from the best festivals in and around Austria.
Ja, ca. 20.000 Menschen waren am Wochenende beim Stream Festival in Linz dabei. Und was da besonders schön ist, ist, es war alles bei freiem Eintritt natürlich. Und wir haben die FM4-Ente aufgestellt und die FM4-Bühne bespielt mit Acts wie Buntspecht, Press Yes, Sophie Reuer, Resi Reiner oder Edwin Rosen.
Yeah, and we had a few, we had a few words from our moderators there over the weekend as well too, and a live show from Linz, as you heard Lena talking about there. Christoph Sapin was there, he did a lot of interviews and some other shenanigans as well too, Chris.
Das FM4 Festival Radio ist für euch am Start.
Hey. FM4 live vom
Stream Festival in Linz.
Sohn live am Stream Festival.
I have my eyes closed at least the first three or four songs until I feel comfortable in what I'm doing, and then I like open one eye and I'm like, oh shit, there's like people.
I died a week ago. There's nothing left.
Was ist dein liebster Soundcheck-Moment und was ist dein unliebster Soundcheck-Moment?
Habe ich beides gerade gehabt. Unser In-Ear-Record wieder mal nicht funktioniert, die Antenne ist gebrochen und jetzt hat keiner was gehört. Das ist immer super, weil man steht ein bisschen unter Stress.
At Radio FM 4.
Ich sitze gerade in Linz am Hauptplatz mit einer Legende, nämlich mit der Bex.
Stop! Oh mein Gott, ich werde so schei.
Bex live muss man wirklich sehen. Du hast so krasse Energie.
Ich komme, um den Leuten eine gute Zeit zu bieten. Ich bin dann so wie fucking Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. I'm like, okay, pass. Let's go, you fucking bitches.
I got a temper, I could be the bitch tender. I got an A1 bullshit sensor.
Ist das nicht bestes Live-Radio, oder? Wir haben bis vor wenigen Sekunden haben wir noch mit der Technik hin und her gefuhrwerkt.
Ja.
Florian vom Bundspecht ist am Start.
Hi.
Du hast heute Geburtstag.
Ich habe heute Geburtstag. Ich feiere heute meinen 30er hier in Linz.
Das ist ja unfassbar.
Ja. Das sind jetzt die absoluten Süßlis.
Live. Vom Stream Festival in Linz.
Edwin Rosen, Edwin, es ist heiß, es ist laut. Wie sehr hast du den Festivalsommer vermisst?
Das ist eine gute Frage, eigentlich schon sehr. Es dauert immer ein bisschen reinzukommen, weil es bei mir meist verbunden mit neue Songs, neues Bühnensetup, neues In-Ear-Monitoring dieses Mal. Ich bin nicht mehr mit Boxen und das sind immer so viele Fragezeichen, bis dann der erste Auftritt anstand. Und jetzt freue ich mich auf heute und die nächsten Wochenenden, die kommen.
Wir sollten einen Namen finden für deine Fans.
Nette Leute.
Nette Leute ist nett. Aber was ist so Lady Gaga, die Little Monsters oder wie sie heißen?
Ich glaube, ich bin sehr schlecht darin. Ich finde das immer schwierig, wenn das so selbst gegeben ist. Irgendwann vielleicht findet sich das. Danke für eure Zeit und die Einladung.
Danke.
Tschüss.
Thank you.
Dankeschön. Es macht Spaß mit euch. Vielen Dank.
Kaiser Chiefs, of course. Oh, my God. 20 minutes past 8 o'clock is the time. Monday morning with me, Stuart Freeman.
Und mir, Elena Raffetito.
That's correct.
And oh, my God, that's something I sometimes think of when you send me random messages.
Right.
I'll get messages from you.
Well, it's called production.
I feel like this is like personal interest. And you just wrote, what did you write me the other day? You just said, what's a butter tart?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know where
it
came up.
Because it's Canadian.
I know. I know. Then I responded to it's a well-known Canadian pastry.
Well, I did
filled
not know
with
about
butter,
that.
Sugar, syrup, and egg. And I thought, why is he writing this now?
I was watching a quiz show and they got asked that question and they didn't know where it came from, you see. And thought, oh, yeah, well, I've got a Canadian friend and she can tell me. And I looked it up and it looks really, really nice. And I thought, might be nice if we could cook one together or bake one together.
Yeah.
No?
Well, yeah.
We've got a kitchen over there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know whose favorites are butter tarts?
No, whose?
My mother's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didi, get over here. I want you in the studio at least by Friday. All right, that's an order. Because the reason I was thinking about those tarts is I used to love a thing called Manchester tart.
And, what's in those?
Well, basically it's pastry at the bottom, then a bit of jam, and then custard on top of that, and then coconut sprinkled on the top of that.
That's a lot of sugar. It's a lot of sweetness. I don't know if I can handle that much sweetness. I already have you here.
Is that a compliment? Well,
let's wrap this up.
I will take it as a compliment. I'll take that. Thank you. All right, what have we got next? Oh, this is Iceberg from Beatrix Coley.
I've been living on an iceberg. Started dreaming off the bottom. Constant fear of going under. Down the ocean, down the bottom. Yeah. I've been living on an iceberg. Started dreaming off the bottom. Constant fear of going under. Down the ocean, down the bottom. Yeah, this moment's been frozen. And I never try to break out. Oh, my mouth, I can't open. But I got something to say now. Baby, can you see I'm hopeless? Stranded out here in the open. I ain't something, I can't help it. Around me everything is melting. I've been living on an iceberg. Started dreaming off the bottom. Constant fear of going under. Down the ocean, down the bottom. Yeah, I've been living on an iceberg. Started dreaming off the bottom. Constant fear of going under. Down the ocean, down the bottom. Alright, okay, give me a minute. Feel like I'm slipping. My heart is dripping. Melting the ground, whoa. I really wanna go underwater. So I can come up, take a breath and tell you how. I've been living on an iceberg. Started dreaming off the bottom. Constant fear of going under. Down the ocean, down the bottom. I've been living on an iceberg. Feel going under. Down the ocean, down the bottom. I've been living on an
morning show.
Green eggs and ham, Sam I am. I'm the man with the plan. Toast and jam, Sunny D. You and me, socks on feet. Love my inner child, Kool-Aid smile. I've been like this for a while. Going into town, gonna find a crowd. Right by the kids in the park with the snouts. Till it's dark, hit the block, run from cops, don't get knocked by these ops. Fuck these cops, fuck these cops, fuck these cops. Looking for the fun, can you blame me? Like to make jokes, but they think that I'm crazy. I know that I'm perfect the way God had made me. And I thank my parents for the life they gave me. Have you told your parents that you love them lately? I look like my mama in the 1980s. If I've been bad, well, please forgive me. I remember when my granny used to hit me. School and two Thanksgivings. Purple corduroys with a matching ribbon. Little puffy jacket and a t-shirt gilded. Wake up in the morning, look into the fridge, grab some eggs out, breakfast it is. I'm still a kid, but kids are fun. Nice cup of OJ, orange and sun. Frying pan in my hand, green eggs and some ham. Yes, I'm Sam I am. Yes, I'm Sam I am.
Princess Nokia. Green eggs and ham. All this talk of food making me hungry. Constantine's here. We'll have the news from him in a couple of minutes from now.
Markus öffnet sein Amazon-Paket und kann es kaum glauben. Dieser neue Saugroboter hält seine Böden blitzblank sauber und das zu einem absolut glänzenden Preis. Markus vergibt 5 Sterne. Von Saugrobotern bis Haushaltsgeräte und mehr. Finde Produkte mit Top-Bewertung zu Top-Preisen. Jetzt auf Amazon.
Wohin kommen wir, wenn wir gehen? Können wir morgen gestern ausschließen? Und wird alles wieder gut, bis wir heiraten? Das neue News. Wir haben da noch eine Frage.
Surfen, Simsen, Sprechen, Sparen. Nur bis 9. Juli. 70 GB 5G und 3000 Minuten oder SMS um nur 14,90 €. Alle 30 Tage im Tarif Superschnäppchen. S-Budget Mobile. Telefonieren und surfen zum S-Budget-Preis. Exklusiv bei Spar, Eurospar und Interspar. Preise und Details auf sbudgetmobile.at.
Deichmann. Jetzt bei Deichmann. Große minus 50% Aktion auf das zweite Paar Schuhe. Nur jetzt und nur für kurze Zeit. Minus 50% auf das zweite Paar. In allen Deichmann-Filialen und auf deichmann.com. Also nix wie hin und nur jetzt 50% auf das zweite Paar Schuhe sparen. Weil wir Schuhe lieben. Deichmann.
Und? Hast du schon was gegessen?
Noch nicht. Was gibt's denn alles?
Also wir haben Nudelsalat, Nudelsalat, Nudelsalat.
Mit dem Angebot Nudelsalat, am Ende gönn dir lieber so eine Auswahl. Den Grand Garden Beef, den Smokin' Beef oder den Fresh Veggie Burger. Die Maggie Garden Party geht weiter. Feier ich. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ah, Schatz, google mal Zylinderkopfdichtung auf Italienisch.
Guarnizione della Testata.
Einfacher geht's mit dem Arpel. Wir helfen bei Pannen im In- und Ausland und holen Sie notfalls auch heim. Mit dem Arpel Sicherheitspass, dem europaweiten Urlaubsrundumschutz mit Rückholung für Auto und Familie.
Arpel 123, der Pannennotruf.
Mächtig einfach. Mit Sky Stream hast du alle deine Streaming-Apps auf Knopfdruck. Erlebe die neuesten Filme und Serien, inklusive Paramount Plus, Netflix und dem gesamten Live-Sport. Mächtig einfach. Sky, wo Unterhaltung zu Hause ist.
Fajitas, Burritos oder Tacos? Immer gut. Genießen Sie Tex-Mex-Küche mit unserer familiengünstigen Eigenmarke Billa Immergut. Bei Billa und Billa Plus. Voller Familie, voller Leben.
Die Zeit läuft, bevor viele Dokumente ab 1. Juli teurer werden. Jetzt noch schnell ein Foto in Studioqualität für Reisepass, Personalausweis oder Führerschein bei Hartlauer kaufen. Und mit etwas Glück auch noch einen Traumurlaub von Ruefa gewinnen. Mehr auf hartlauer.at oder in Ihrem Hartlauer-Geschäft. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Ohne SN fehlt etwas. Tatvertrag Ute Zeichet. Beetle performe I Obertauer. Berli reiht die Mauer Ida. Iwert Arich 3:2 für Österreich. Salzburger Fiatskadal aufgedeckt. Die Salzburger Nachrichten füllen Wissenslücken seit 80 Jahren. Jetzt Abo ohne Wissenslücken sichern unter abo.sn.at.
Viele meinen, das Wichtigste bei einem Elektroauto ist eine möglichst große Reichweite. In Realität fahren viele täglich nur 37 Kilometer. Entdecken Sie den Dacia Spring, das perfekte elektrische Stadtauto mit einer Reichweite von bis zu 225 Kilometern. Österreichs günstigstes Elektrofahrzeug. Jetzt im 0% Leasing, 0,1% Effektivzins. Der Dacia Spring. Mehr Infos auf Dacia.at.
FM4.
Exactly 8:30 on this Monday morning. Here's Konstantin Hahn with the FM4 News.
Guten Morgen. Für rund 40.000 Maturantinnen und Maturanten beginnt diese Woche die mündliche Matura. Ab nächstem Schuljahr sollen dafür strengere Regeln gelten, sagt Bildungsminister Christoph Wiederkehr. Mehr von Christoph Danninger.
In die Maturanote wird das letzte Jahreszeugnis mit eingerechnet. Wer im Zeugnis zumindest einen Dreier hat, fällt damit im jeweiligen Fach bei der Matura nicht mehr durch, egal wie viel oder wenig man bei der Prüfung weiß. Es genügt das bloße Mitwirken. Diese Regelung gilt aber nur mehr für die mündliche Matura. Bei der schriftlichen müssen mittlerweile zumindest 30% der Punkte erreicht werden, unabhängig von der letzten Jahresnote. Bildungsminister Christoph Wiederkehr von den NEOS will jetzt auch bei der mündlichen Matura nachschärfen. Die Lehrergewerkschaft macht Druck. Sie findet, die Schülerinnen und Schüler kommen bei der mündlichen Matura derzeit zu einfach durch.
Der rechtskonservative Karol Nawrocki hat die Präsidentenwahl in Polen offiziell gewonnen. Das teilt die Wahlkommission mit. Der EU-kritische Nawrocki kommt bei der Stichwahl auf 50,9% der Stimmen. Auf den liberalen Kandidaten Rafał Trzaskowski entfallen demnach 49,1%. Bei einem Angriff auf eine Kundgebung jüdischer Aktivisten im US-Bundesstaat Colorado wurden 6 Menschen verletzt. US-Außenminister Rubio verurteilt die Tat als gezielten Terroranschlag. Der 45-jährige Tatverdächtige soll laut US-Bundespolizei FBI Brandbomben auf die jüdischen Aktivisten geworfen und dabei Free Palestine gerufen haben. Der Mann wurde festgenommen. Nach dem Gletscherabbruch in der Schweiz droht im Katastrophengebiet neue Gefahr. Laut dem Sender SRF gibt es weitere Felsabbrüche. Demnach sind noch immer mehrere hunderttausend Kubikmeter Felsen instabil. Auch Aufräumarbeiten sind dadurch nicht möglich. Unterdessen fließt das hinter dem Schuttkegel aufgestaute Wasser des Flusses Lonzer weiter ab. Und das Wetter heute wird unbeständig mit Sonne, Wolken und von der Früh weg auch gewitterigen Schauern. Im Süden und Osten länger sonnig und erst nach Mittag teils kräftiger Gewitter. Die Höchstwerte 21 bis 31 Grad.
FM4 Morning Show.
Your morning, your music.
Come closer now, we won't stop till the morning comes.
Saw them at the Radio Culture House a couple of years ago with an orchestra. They won't be with an orchestra when they're on the FM Fear stage at the Donau Insel, but nevertheless, should be a really good festival, yeah?
June 20th, free entry.
Is it?
Of course.
Let's go. Wir muss sparen, you know.
Loca, que Dios me libre de volver a tu lado.
like it.
FM4 Morning Show.
Coming up to 8:42 in the morning. It's the beginning of the week, of course, and that means we can continue giving you some first aid tips. It's probably one of the most common accidents that happen in a kitchen. I know that it's happened to you. It's happened to me many times. No, not cutting yourself. Yeah, that's a close second, I've got to say. But picking up a hot pan and burning yourself. How many times have we done that?
I've seen you perform in a kitchen when you're handling eight pans at once.
Look at my hands now.
Yeah.
They're scarred for life.
Ja, und ja, was macht man da Und das Wasser halten, was muss man da beachten und was tut man bei schlimmeren Verbrennungen? Wir haben die Diplom-Krankenpflegerin Hatice Kocher nachgefragt, ab wann ich eine Ärztin aufsuchen sollte.
I tell you what to do, I tell you how to do it.
The Morning Show.
How to.
Erste Hilfe.
At Radio FM 4.
Was mache ich, wenn ich mich verbrenne? Beziehungsweise ab wann sollte ich dann ins Krankenhaus?
Das Wichtigste ist, die Stelle zu kühlen, entweder unter laufendem Wasser, aber nicht zu kaltem Wasser tatsächlich, weil wenn man verbrennt, dann hat die Haut dort so geschädigt, dass der Körper anfängt auszukühlen praktisch. Und wenn das eine große Fläche ist, dann unterkühlt man. Und dann schauen, klebt die Kleidung zum Beispiel auf der Haut drauf. Wenn ich merke, okay, wenn ich die Kleidung runternehme und der Haut mitkommt, dann lasse ich die Kleidung drauf, mache ich nichts. Wenn ich merke, okay, ich kann die Kleidung runternehmen ohne Probleme, dann die Kleidung weg, einfach immer auf die nackte Haut dann direkt kühlen. Sobald Bläschen entstehen und Co., weiß man eigentlich, redet man von einer Verbrennung zweiten Grades. Und es kommt immer auch auf die Menge an, wie viel von deinem Körper tatsächlich verbrannt ist. Wenn ich sage jetzt mal, wenn es wirklich etwas über das ganze Bein ist oder so, würde ich auch ohne die Bläschen einen Arzt zumindest oder eine Ärztin aufsuchen. Einfach nur aus der Gefahr, dass eben der Körper sonst seine Temperatur nicht mehr so gut regulieren kann und dort Folgeprobleme entstehen könnten.
Yeah, well, no matter how big or small the burn, in first aid, there's one really important thing to remember for all situations.
Nichts zu tun ist der größte Fehler. Jede Hilfe ist besser als keine Hilfe.
And to go along with that, see where I'm going? We have this one. My silver lining from the first aid kit.
Take me someplace where there's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on, no, no, I gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings, time raises on. Just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice call, calling out for me. These shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Take these roads.
try to keep on keeping on. I'm at the back of the class, not the clock. No girls on my lap, no clue what is up. And I'm not present, everything I forgot. I daydream a white, real life. And what not, come give me drama. Come give me fame and belladonna. Come give me something that I wanna. Come give me city, I'm no farmer. Come give me drama. I should've trust my gut, intuition. Since 05, been a guy on a mission. With you folks, I've always had my suspicions. You do you, but don't diss my ambition. Need a little more than the neighborhood goss. Yeah, I won't need a ticket for my own to a bus. Yeah, the teacher caught me watching, so he had to write me up.
Performances, Literatur, Freiluftkino.
Das Museumsquartier ist für mich eine Chill-Out-Zone, andererseits aber auch eine Party-Zone.
Und die neue Konzertreihe MQ Tunes. Immer mittwochs, junge Musik aus Österreich.
Und sie tanzen in der Disco und sie schreien Hurra.
Mit Edna Million, Lowlife Rich Kids, Luca Malina und vielen mehr.
Es ist zentral und man fühlt sich einfach immer frei.
Das ganze Programm der Sommerbühne im Museumsquartier Wien findest du online bei uns.
At Radio FM4.
There's nothing.
Masterpiece with Start You Up at 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We're going to be playing something in a couple of seconds from Wet Leg, the band from the Isle of Wight in the UK. I saw them at the Victorious Festival last year, and they said during their set, this is the last time you're going to hear these songs. And I thought, oh, maybe they're going to break up. Well, they sort of took a little bit of a hiatus, and then in March this year, they posted a new photograph on Instagram and said, we're back. And they've got some music. We've been playing one of their songs, the first one released from the album. You just told me the one.
Catch These Fists.
Yeah. And they've got a new one out at the moment, and it's called CPR. Now, we were talking about first aid just a couple of minutes ago. That is an English expression. What does it mean in German,
CPR, Lena? CPR is so Herzdruckmassage, so Wiederbelebungstätigkeiten.
Aha. Okay.
Also, es passt sehr gut.
Yeah.
Zu unseren Erste-Hilfe-Tipps. Yeah.
That's called production, which of course everybody knows that we're very good at that. So we're going to play the new one from Wet Leg, CPR, oder?
Herzdruckmassage.
Here it comes. That's second track from the album that's going to be released on the 11th of July. The album's called Moisturizer. They are Wet Leg, and that's CPR. 3 minutes to nine.
Makes my body dance for ya. Ooh, we rock it by, Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalk Command Deodorants für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
9 o'clock in the headlines this morning. Poland's conservatives win a close-fought presidential runoff vote. And protesters in Serbia demand fresh elections. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Stuart. The Eurosceptic Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been elected as Poland's new president after narrowly defeating his Liberal rival, Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, in a runoff vote over the weekend. 42-year-old Nawrocki, a conservative historian backed by the Law and Justice Party, won 50.9% following a campaign on upholding traditional values. The BBC's Adam Easton reports.
The result is a sensational turnaround in fortunes for Karol Nawrocki. An exit poll published immediately after voting ended on Sunday evening showed Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski with a very slim lead. Mr. Trzaskowski told his cheering supporters that he'd won. Mr. Nawrocki is a socially conservative Catholic who believes in family values and a strong, sovereign Poland within the EU. He is expected to continue using the presidential veto to block Donald Tusk's legislation.
Russian and Ukrainian delegations have arrived in the Turkish city of Istanbul for a second round of peace talks. The two sides are expected to present their ceasefire demands. However, the chances of a breakthrough are not high amid deep divisions on key issues and fighting intensifying across Ukraine. The first round saw agreement on the largest prisoner exchange in the three-year conflict. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says people it treated in Gaza on Sunday said they'd been shot at by Israeli forces while waiting to receive food aid in the southern city of Rafah, contradicting the account given by the Israeli military. Officials say at least 31 people were killed and dozens injured in the violence. Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, meanwhile, has joined an aid ship bound for Gaza on a mission to, quote, break Israel's siege of the Palestinian territory. And more mass protests have been held across Serbia to mark 7 months since a deadly train station disaster, with participants stepping up calls for early elections. FM4's Jenny Johnson reports.
In the capital, Belgrade, demonstrators stopped traffic at two key bridges over the Sava River for 3 hours. Rallies were also held in 30 other cities and towns, and ceremonies remembered the victims of the Novi Sad tragedy, in which 16 people were killed when the station roof collapsed. The incident was blamed on flawed renovation work, but linked to alleged government corruption, sparking a wave of protests. Critics accuse President Aleksandar Vučić, who came to power over a decade ago, of clamping down on democratic freedoms. He recently held out the possibility of holding early elections, but without naming a date. Jenny Johnson, FM4 News.
To the weather now, and changeable conditions have been forecast today from Vorarlberg through to the Waldviertel, with thundery showers expected. Some sunshine will be around this morning in the east and south, with thunderstorms later in the afternoon. Top temperatures will range from 21 to 31 degrees.
The following program contains product placement.
Well, it's a Monday morning. Some people call it a motivator, motivating Monday.
That's
show.
What we're trying to do.
At Radio FM Fear.
about no government warning about that promotion of the civil life of the damn fair building. Grim fool, Asher on the 45. Well, it's a grim fool, Asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. My song was 45.
Yeah.